When it comes to domestic violence, I'm just gonna say that women are mostly affected. It affects a lot of women. I'm not saying that men are not affected, they are. But we are talking about 45% of women aged between 15 to 49. These are young people being affected by domestic violence. And in this percentage, pregnant women are most likely the people who get affected by this, you know. And this is something that causes a lot of mental and health complications and issues, also physical. And I look at it and I look a lot of the topic with a lot of depth because I'm one of the persons who grew up in a family that experienced a lot of domestic violence when I was younger. I saw a lot of fights, a lot of disagreements, and the way it affects you mentally. I don't think a lot of people understand that, and I think when it comes to domestic violence and the parents fighting and even going ahead, maybe sometimes getting divorces or you know solving the issues and coming back together, a lot of people don't even think about the kids and how they get affected psychologically, mentally, because this is something that affects you for a very long time, and it keeps in you because a lot of people get to forgive. But we don't forget. So this is something that affects people even in their later life. You get affected by these things and you get a lot of fear towards even the opposite gender. Because if it's your mom that was being affected by this and you're a girl, you get affected by it when you become a woman and you fear a lot of things even with when it comes to the opposite gender, you know, the men. And when it is a boy who saw maybe the dad go through these kind of things, they start even fearing women at a very tender age and even when they grow up. And when it comes to the affected parties, a lot of things make people get stay in relationship that are abusive. I'm just gonna state it straight that I don't think there's any kind of mistake that someone can make that entitles someone else to beat them. Some people, you know, to even, yeah, because domestic violence have gone all the way even to people being killed. I don't think there's any kind of mistake that can make someone do that to you. And factors like religion and education and society, you know, the traditions. These are some of the things that have made these people stay in this abusive relationship. And it gets sad when people are stuck and they can't move. You try talking to them, you try showing them the reality. They try going through even counseling and therapy and even talking to the parents and all that kind of thing. But they just don't leave. They stay there, and maybe most of the times we try to understand these kind of people, and you don't get it. And it goes all the way, maybe to the parenting, to the church, to the traditions, because these are some of the reasons that make people stay. So, Ding, let's talk about these reasons. So personally, I think one of the major reasons is religion, because people have this perfect picture of you. When you're in church, you're a perfect couple. Maybe you did a church wedding. Watu wanaona nyinyi ni role models kwa watu wengine kanisani. So when you go home, hata kama mko na issues, you fight on your own, but you do not want to get a divorce. Kwa sababu, what will the church say? Watu kwa kanisa watasema nini? Si tutafukuzwa kanisa? Something like that. Something else that I think that is one of the top reasons why people stay in abusive relationships is traditions. Because we have been brought up in this whole, you know, tradition way of you go to school, you get a job, and then you go get married. And most parents, when their daughters or their sons come back home and they say maybe they are getting a divorce or something, they are always told, go back to your family, ndoa ni kuvumiria, sijui nini nini, you know, all that kind of things. And these traditions have fixed us in a thing that you cannot get divorced. Even when you are unhappy, you cannot leave that relationship because your traditions do not allow you to do that. So what do you think are some of the reasons why people stay in these kind of, you know, abusive relationships?
It's going to be plenty of points. I think why guys stay in those relationships or something, kwanza kuna, according nikiongea on a male perspective, masi kama unaweza itikia na ukubaliane na mimi, kuna wasichana wanapenda kupigwa.
Where? There's nothing like that. That is just something that people say. It's not related.
I know of someone who likes being beaten.
That is something that people say, but technically nobody wants to be beaten. Unaonanga bruises zinakuanga na watu.
But kuna...
nobody wants to look like that. It's just a thing that people say. Someone told me, someone said this or this, but technically
nobody. Na hizi stories za Dominion zenye watu wanapigangwa hadi na nyaunyo.
There is nothing like that.
Why?
And that is something that is...
Is it 50 Shades of Blue?
You know sexuality.
Okay. You know, just one of the points. Ya pili ni ku pesa. Kuna wasi wadengi kulivizo relationships juu ya pesa. Na ingine ni kids. But that bado wanaume huku inje wana... Si wanawake pekee wanapigwa. So hadi wanaume huku inje wanateseka... Na tunaomba usaidizi, serikali usaidie.
Yeah, let's talk about that. About domestic violence affecting men. Because I think I have talked a lot about women being affected. Because that is what I have seen or experienced or heard people talk about. Let's talk about women. About men, I mean. Tell us about men, because you're a man, so tell us about how men have been affected.
Okay. You know, the first thing ni wizi end up police station kusema ati you've been beaten.
So, the ego in men.
Utakuwa ridiculed. Si hata ego. Uh-huh. Alafu hiyo kitu ingine ni... you remember that case in Nyeri? Yenye mtu alichopiwa nini?
Everybody know those cases.
Wambudhia. Got chopped. Saa unapata wanaume huku inje wanapigangwa day in day out.
True.
Ukikaa bila unga unaambiwa we urudi kwenye ulikuwa.
Okay, that is a response. Okay. I won't even comment on that. It is wrong. You should not do that to a man.
So unapata like that guy Nyeri used to say that akikuwa home anafeel yuko safe.
Yeah.
So however much tunaweza dai kusema hii gender based violence ko based on wanawake kuteswa, bado kuna wanaume huku nje wanaumia. Like, you remember that story of Weta in 2017? Wetangula. Kila mtu anajua. However,
okay, we should not even be laughing at this.
But figures from Kenya Demographic and Health Survey,
okay,
in upper 2016-17, they showed that men living in Nairobi na hizi urban areas zingine walikuwa nanyorosho sana, and like guys from Ocha. So sijui nini mbaya na urban areas, but men in Nairobi were found to be like 11.3%.
Yes.
Were more likely to be battered by their wives. Najua 11.3%, it's a lot.
That's a lot, according to
a lot.
Ukiangalia ratio ya men to women. Mm-hmm. Men are fewer. So 11.3% is a huge number.
But domestic violence is mzuri, but to see concentrate to kwa women.
Girl child.
Imagine Weta is a big guy, a governor, a man, a senator.
Yes, he's a senator. I'm not sure.
Say, imagine councillor.
Seriously, stop laughing. That story was not even funny. I think just people just made it funnier, but it's not funny, and it's not even good, even for men, to go through that. Nobody should go through domestic violence.
Yeah.
For whatever reason it is,
yeah.
You should not beat someone. You should not cut someone's organ. That is wrong. And you should not even go to the extent of killing people. I think people should normalize people being happy. You know, if you're not happy in a relationship, instead of fighting and all that, bruising each other, I think you should just walk out.
But kuna hii story bado ya cheating. Unapata a guy has invested all his life, investments, everything.
Sasa akipata some, the partner is cheating and I'm chapa. That is see, not I'm, right.
Okay, kuna saa hiyo kuchapa umesema the least. Mm. Kuna watu sasa wanasemanga watapita na huyo mtu.
It is wrong. By the way, it is very wrong.
It is wrong. I think the best thing unaweza fanya ni ukipata huyo mtu hapo, toka inje, just leave.
Just leave. Do not fight someone. Do not beat someone. It's not even funnier when it comes to men. And people should... Violence, it's not good. It's wrong. And it's very sad that even in this day and age that there are some people who are going through domestic violence. We should... And people should get counseling and help. And you should... And people should report. Report people who are beating their wives or their husbands for protezenu.
And if you
in your area.
And if you know someone and have pigwa, msaidie, just there's a hotline. You can holler at those guys. Alafu wakusaidieko.
Yeah. True that.
Today on the Know Your Rights segment, we discuss Chapter 1, the Sovereignty of the People and Supremacy of the Constitution. Section 2 states that this constitution is the supreme law of the republic and binds all persons and all state organs at both levels of government. Number 2, no person may claim or exercise state authority except as authorized under the constitution. 3, the validity or legality of this constitution is not subject to change by or before any court or other state organ. 4, any law, including customary law, that is inconsistent with the Constitution is void to the extent of inconsistency, and any act or omission in contravention of this Constitution is invalid. 5. The general rules of international law shall form part of the law of Kenya. 6. Any treaty or convention ratified by Kenya shall form part of the law of Kenya under this Constitution. Thank you. So basically, if you're going through domestic violence, I think the best thing that you should do is seek help. Si lazima uhepe from that relationship. You can help each other. Due to most cases of domestic violence, they come about because of intoxication, issues, maybe, whatever. But so what one has said, Diane, domestic violence is not okay, but... it's resolvable. Hiyo ta ni kizungu.
Yeah, hiyo ni kizungu, baba. So, me, this is my opinion. I think you should, first of all, maybe you should get help. You should speak up. And you should stand up for yourself. There's nobody who is ever going to love you if you do not love yourself. And what I think is that when the fights start becoming regular, you should know that if it happens for the first time, it's probably going to happen for the second time. So
probably, but...
run for your life, my sister, my brother. Run. Let me tell you, there's no need of living a bruised life where you're not even happy. Or just live and start your life well. And there are so many people out there who are not violent, who you can start life
with. But unaweza potea mtu akona violence, upate mwingine ni akona more weird things.
Yeah, and then you leave, and then you but get someone.
But do you leave?
Hey, life is being a... life in a relationship is being happy. It's being happy with yourself and with someone who you're with.
Yeah, but you if create our happy, own happiness.
Yes, we create... we create our own happiness and then we share it with others. But if there's no that sharing, if there's no that happiness between you and your partner, why are you even there? If it is just fighting and everything, why are you even there?
Fighting is not okay.
People should not fight, and people should be happy. If you're not happy, you should get help and think about your life. You should not live in a domestic violent environment. So that's all we had for you today. You can, as usual, follow us on social media at Crime Track Kenya. Follow me at The Mercy Joseph on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram.
Follow me at Ding Twitter. Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Twitter.
On at Twitter. Kenya Mwangi everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Also, before we go, the helpline for people who are going through domestic violence, if you need to talk to someone and get help, is 0800 720 501. Again, 0800 720 501. It's absolutely free. You can talk to someone and get help. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Salute.